Just out of curiosity, can you tease out how bone-targeted agents exactly what they're doing? And does it go beyond our classic concept of what we think it's doing? Does it interfere with the myeloma process itself?
Yeah, it's a great question, Neil. I think what's so exciting about the bisphosphonate space has been recent data from a variety of laboratories, including our own, showing that zoledronic acid influences actually the immune milieu. And there's clear evidence from a variety of labs now that gamma delta T cells are stimulated by bisphosphonates. And this is dynamic, it's not a static process, which is another very important argument for caregivers to understand that whilst we recommend bisphosphonates monthly for the first 2 years and then kind of a wait and see afterwards, certainly in my practice, I'm a firm believer in every 3 months, even in patients in complete remission, because not only is the bone, in my view, a barrier to long-term disease control, I think it's a sanctuary site for disease in my own view, but also with that immunological story, it helps us understand why, for example, in the UK Myeloma 9 trial, Gareth Morgan and colleagues were able to actually demonstrate a survival benefit to zoledronic acid over a less potent bisphosphonate, which was unexpected in that study.
In terms of the immune effect, do you see the same immune effect with denosumab?
That's a great question. And I think at this juncture, I'm not sure that we entirely know. I would argue that it's possible, but given the biology, one might argue that it is something we need to better understand before we make that leap of faith.